Two trailers are on the lawn now in front of that brick-fronted home just east of New Orleans in St. Bernard Parish. It's a modest little post-war house with a second-floor addition on the back, and it's home for two people who have become regulars on Morning Edition. Mr. and Mrs. Bordelon.
Yeah.
Hey!
Happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday to you, too.
Same to you.
This week, we picked up a phone and reached Donald and Colleen Bordelon. The Bordelons have been sharing their story with us since shortly after Hurricane Katrina. They would not leave their home even when the first floor was flooded. So it's no surprise that as they stay in those trailers nearby, they are repairing the home. Are you in the house today?
Yeah. We're in the house, man, looking at our sheetrock.
Oh, my goodness. When we were last in the house, it was just a bunch of those 2x4s everywhere. You're saying you've got walls now?
Oh, we got walls, man. We got doors. We got heaters.
Does that mean you've almost returned to civilization?
Getting close. Maybe by the first of the year, you know.
Colleen, how you been?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, you know, day by day, same old stuff.
Are you planning a big Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes, we are. Tons and tons of food. Turkey, we'll have the dirty rice, cornbread dressing, we'll have the green bean casserole. Oh, don't forget your pumpkin pie.
It takes 6 or 8 hours to cut all the seasoning up, to put in the turkey and the rice and everything else. You know, most people just slap a little butter, salt, pepper, and stick it in the oven, you know?
Now, can you describe how things are going in the neighborhood? The last time that we visited, some of your neighbors were fixing to move back in, although many other houses were about to be torn down.
Well, they got a lot more houses torn down, but we still have a few neighbors, you know. I hate to say it, we kind of like moving into the country, because I used to be 7 houses off the corner, now I'm only 3 houses off the corner because they tore down the other houses. It's just a big open space, you know.
Well, with the time change, it gets darker a lot quicker, and there's not many street lights, you know. We're fortunate the one by us is lit, but the one at the corner isn't, so when you look out the window in the camper, it's dark up the street.
Are there stores and restaurants that are opening up in St. Bernard Parish?
Oh, yeah, it's St. Bernard Parish is coming back. They don't have the people they had before, but they're coming back. Today, Joe, we went to a wedding where a friend of ours got married Saturday night. We had a really good time, man. We sat there and talked about old times and things like that.
Do you think you'll ever reach a moment when you'll say, this episode is over, this is the end?
Yeah, you know what, when the house is back together, man, and I ain't sitting here looking at cement floors, you know, and I'm looking at my brand new doors hanging on the wall right here that just, I ordered them, got them, never had time to put them in yet, you know. Yeah, it'll be one day next year, you know. Just what really kind of upsets you more is really you ride down here and look at that house is gone. Oh, remember that big, pretty blue house, hon? It's gone too, you know. What they're going to do with all of this space, you know? What kind of house they're going to put up? Who's going to be across the street from you, you know?
Colleen,
you know?
When do you think this story will be written? You'll be through the last chapter.
I guess, like Donald said, just sitting on our own furniture in our house, you know. Oh, wait a minute.
What just happened?
Sorry about that, man. The air compressor kicked on in the house. We used a nail gun, you know, and every now and then the air pressure goes kind of low and it kicks on by itself.
Well,
I guess we just get back to normal would be the final chapter, you know. We do have my daughter's wedding to look forward to, and we still got prospects of the future. We just go, like I said, day by day.
Well, Donald and Colleen, it's always great to talk with you.
You too, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Happy to you, too.
Donald and Colleen Bordelon fired up the air compressor and the nail gun after we talked. And just to be clear, it's for construction and not for their turkey on this Thanksgiving Day. You can hear our previous conversations with the Bordelons at npr.org.